Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
And welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our great friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Coon. I am just a fan, just like you. And my friends give me a hard time because I say just a fan a lot. They say, take a shot every time you say, I'm just a fan. Here's the thing, is that there's a lot of people that pretend to be other things, pretend to be journalists, pretend to be wrestling insiders, pretend to be IWC community thought leaders. But I am just a fan, and so are they, but I just admit it. And as a fan, what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about a couple burning topics on the minds of wrestling fans. I put it out to Twitter. I think it's a hot subject, and I think it's something that a lot of people have a take about. We're going to talk about that. Is it time for Vince McMahon to leave the WWE? Is it time for the WWE and wrestling fans to say, see you later, Vince? And also, as an added bonus, a second subject. Today, we just saw Bruce Pritchard's first SmackDown. It's your show now, Bruce. How'd you do? All that and less today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. Is it time for Vince McMahon to leave the WWE? It's not as simple as you would think, and it's not as simple as a lot of people would have you think, but let me tell you why I brought this question up. I was listening to Wrestling Observer Radio, and I heard Brian Alvarez has been saying it for a long time, that he thinks it's time for Vince to go. And Dave Meltzer goes, yeah, I agree, it's time. And then earlier that week, someone who calls himself a wrestling journalist, but certainly isn't, put up a post saying that it's the fiduciary duty of the people of WWE to remove Vince McMahon from his position. Now, it doesn't fucking matter what you think about the creative. That's not even a factor. So if you're like, well, the draft sucked, so let's get rid of Vince. Or if you say, well, Roman Reigns won't turn heel, let's get rid of Vince. Or if you find yourself saying something like, hey, I don't like this tag team and they're being pushed, then that's not it. Okay, let's look at reality here, the real world. Wrestling fans were so used to being in the pretend world, but the real world has everything to do with dollars and cents. And the reality is, if you look dollars and cents wise, there is no justifiable reason to remove Vince McMahon as the head of WWE. The last quarterly report that came out, it was down from the year before. It was down about 5% from the year before. And attendance in certain events was about down the same amount, and so was network numbers. Now, ratings numbers were down a bit more, but we're talking about dollars and cents. These are the things that in the real world, not the pretend world, but the real world really matter. Now, I'm just like a lot of other fans. I would love to see what I would think is a better product. I thought the Fiend ending of Hell in a Cell was a fiasco, but if you're looking at that ending and saying this is a reason to take out a president of a company, then you're probably insane. And you might look at the drafts that happened, the brand split, and then also the hiring and firing of Eric Bischoff as kind of an indicator that the company is a little bit out of control. I would say that that's probably a valid assessment, because when you look at the way the draft was done and you look at the fact that the idea of the draft is to have something we can anticipate, and yet they accidentally released something online. And this is not the first time this has happened, by the way. There was a press release people forget about that happened when Bischoff was hired, saying Bischoff would be on the next SmackDown, which was released by WWE.com, which shouldn't have been released either because it wasn't true. So I think there may be some teeth to the out of control aspect, Bischoff being hired and fired, the draft being so crazy, and a couple of other indicators, but the creative really can't be a reason unless there's a metric. Like, you can't go to a board of directors and say, hey, the Hell in a Cell didn't make sense. Foley got knocked off the fucking top of the cage. And yet, in this match, fucking the Fiend did not, and you're like, that's why we should remove the guy. And they're like, you're fucking nuts. But if you look at the metrics as a reflection of Vince's being in control or Vince being forced to leave, it's not really there. It's 5% down. Now, I know what you're going to say, ratings. I'm not one of the people that say ratings don't matter. Ratings do matter. It is an indicator of something that's not going well within the WWE. But if you're someone in the board of directors, or even if you're just an observer of this company, and you say, okay, their ratings are going down, but they were able to sign their biggest TV deal of all time, they're able to form this relationship with Saudi Arabia, which brings in millions and millions of dollars, they're able to have all these different TV shows like the Bellas on these different networks, they have a diversified portfolio of things they do, and it is bringing in a gross amount of money really never seen before, except the previous year, you can't really say that. Now let's look at Vince himself. I looked it up. The average age of a CEO is in the 50s, 53, 54, 55. Vince McMahon is 73. So just based on an age thing, you might say he's too old. But by all accounts, he's as energetic as ever. I don't know if there's any accounts of him not being as sharp as ever. A matter of fact, when you see him on screen, and you don't see him on TV, but when you see him talking to people in some of these specials, he seems about as sharp as ever. Also, we need to consider that Vince McMahon is the most successful wrestling promoter of the last 50 years. He put everybody else out of business. He built WrestleMania. He built the pay-per-view model. He went national. And I know you, a lot of you guys are saying that is old school, old hat. But what did he do in the last couple of years? He created the network, which a lot of people said was a bad idea, myself included. I'm like, they're giving you everything. But sure enough, they found a way to keep the income coming in every month without month-to-month variations like you have with pay-per-view. And also, let's not forget the fact that he built this shit, guys. He made it. He put it on his back. But before WrestleMania 1, he had to take out a fucking loan to buy it from his dad and three other guys. And if he didn't pay off that fucking loan, guess what? He wouldn't get the company. And he didn't even have the money to pull off WrestleMania 1. And this dude had like an office with like Linda and Jim Johnston. And they're fucking making this shit happen. So we got to give respect that he built this company. It's his. He built it. He built it. I mean, he did it. He's fucking Vince. So I'm going to say that regardless of how you feel about the creative, there is no case to remove Vince McMahon. I'm sorry. There's no case at all to remove Vince. I know that you don't like the Hell in a Cell. I know you don't like the fact that ratings are going down. And while the TV ratings going down is a strong indicator of the fact that things might need to change on screen, when you look at the other things going well and you balance those all together, there's absolutely no cause to remove a Vince McMahon other than you don't like the creative. It's a lot like people who hate Vince Russo, right? And they say, I hate Vince Russo because I hate his creative. But when you start saying he's a piece of shit or he's a terrible person, it doesn't make any sense at all. What you guys are doing, what we do as fans sometimes, is we mix up the pretend world with the real world. And in the real world, it ain't time for Vince to go. Sorry. Without a doubt, without any caveats, without any exceptions, this SmackDown that we just saw was Bruce Pritchard's first SmackDown. Now, how did he do? Now, let me just talk a little bit. I do know Bruce. I worked with Bruce for a year. I did his theme song. I have traveled the road with Bruce a little bit. I don't think Bruce likes me, but I do like him. But I have no reason to say it was good unless I thought it was good. And I have no reason to say it was bad unless I think it was bad. I think you know me well enough now that I'm going to call it as I see it. And before I give you my opinion, let's get some engagement from our fans out there on Twitter at Matt Coon Music. I just put a poll. What did you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down in the middle. Thumbs up 28%, thumbs in the middle 30%, thumbs down 42%. It seems pretty split down the middle with the edge going to they didn't like it. So I'm going to give you my take. I thought he did a good job because I think we're forgetting how fucking terrible those draft shows were and how terrible Raw's been and how terrible the Hell in a Cell was. They start the show off right away with the match between Roman and Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, what I didn't like is they turned it into a play-a-play-a situation with the tag team match at the end of the show, which is something you would have seen a few years ago, but it's definitely better than what we've seen later. I also liked the Bayley interview on Miz. I thought that was really good, but mostly, and I think people are forgetting about this, the return of full-on babyface Daniel Bryan. Holy shit. How can you not like that? And it's a slow build. You can't expect him to do a show like The Night the World Changed, where they turn in all the titles and they blow everything up and start over again. It's got to be a slow burn. I thought we saw some good indicators tonight. And I think we also saw that the SmackDown talent didn't exactly look weak, didn't look diluted, didn't look small. It looked like a strong roster. I also would give it a strong B. I think Bruce did a good job. People have said that Bruce has been running the show the whole time, but you don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. We're not there. So let's just say this show right here, Bruce gets a solid B. I like the indicators I've seen, but if we keep doing this show over and over again, it's going to go down to a C and a C minus and a D. We got to make some things happen, but I think it starts with a solid show, not some hot-shotted bullshit. But you know it's not hot-shotted bullshit are my segues, and here's one right here. Segue yourself to listen to Total Engagement every single day here on the MLW Radio Network every day. We're like at 47 days in a row at Total Engagement, and this week has been banana as far as the downloads go. Also, if you get a chance, make sure to check out the JR Grillin' podcast, only because it's the funnest thing I've ever heard. JR is out of his fucking mind in a good way, and he's going off. It's fantastic. Make sure to check it out. But then make sure to check out our episode tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.